Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Voices from the Past, excerpts from the Bear Island School's folklore collection. I'm delighted this morning to be joined by Joan Mullen and her brother Matty, who have travelled down from Cove to be with us today in Bear Island. And she's going to read a couple of her mother's stories from that time in the 1930s. So, Joan, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
So you have never lived on Bear Island?
No, never lived here, but we came down on our holidays when we were young.
Okay.
And to my aunt's up in Ballinakilla, and we loved it.
Okay. And your family home is actually here in Green Ann, isn't
in
that right?
In Green Ann, yeah, the Quinlans.
That's where Mary was born,
yes,
and where she grew up.
And reared, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that house is demolished now, but a new house is in its place.
That's right,
that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we actually went down to see it when we came down just to have a look.
Lovely. Yeah. And your mum left Bear Island, why?
Well, my father was in the army and he was transferred from Bear Island to Fort Carlisle. They were there for a few years. Then they went, he was transferred back to Spike Island. And we stayed in Spike Island until my father finished his 21 years and we moved to Cove,
okay,
where we're living at, still
all
living.
Right. And you've never come back to Bear Island at all until last year?
We came down last year. We brought the family down. There was 21 of us came down last year because I wanted my nieces and grandnieces and nephews to see where my mother came from.
And it is a beautiful place,
and they
it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Okay, so you're going to read a story that your mother submitted when she was a 12 or 14 year
yeah,
old
Yeah, 14,
girl.
Yeah.
14,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
She, yeah. It's called Old Graveyards,
okay,
by Mary Quinlan. In Bear Island, there is one graveyard near the church in which the people of the parish are buried. There are places in which children who are not baptised are buried. The places are called Killeenock. There is one in the townlands of Greenann, Ardoch and Clucklands. There is a place called Bonneau in which some French sailors are buried who were lost in the sailing ship Leon in 1831. The Killeenock are not used now. None of the graveyards are round in shape, they are all square. The graveyard in Ballinakilla is surrounded with trees and is facing east. There are several old crosses over the people who were buried 100 years or more. It is said that monks are buried in the south side of the church. Bones of the monks were found when digging in the churchyard. The graveyard is sloping east. Around Ballinakilla Church, there is a stone wall and two gates. There is a place in Mrs. Harrington's field in Greenann where the Druids used to offer up sacrifice long ago. There are large stones standing against each other in the shape of an altar, and the Druids used to go into it to say Mass. They say it is not right to break it away. It was in the corner of the field above the road. The mass rock that was in Greenann is not there now, as it was broken by the late owner and he had some of the stones to build a house.
And now we have another contribution from Joan, who's reading her mother's stories, and this one is bird lore.
The wild birds found in this district are the magpie, the hawk, the snipe, woodcock, curlew and a lot of others. The starling, hawk, cuckoo, snipe, wild duck and a lot of others migrate. At the fall of the year, when the starlings arrive, it shows that winter is finished and they go to a colder climate. When we hear the cuckoo in April, that is a sign of summer. When we see the swallows, that also is a sign of summer. From the month of March onwards, they build their nests. They build their nests on fences, holes in walls and under eave shoots and several other places. The nest is made of twigs, moss, hay, mud and feathers. The bird's eggs are different colours. The bird sits on the eggs 21 days. When the swallows are flying high, that is a sign of fine weather, also when they are singing. When no seagulls are about, that is a sign of good weather because the gulls are out to sea. When the seagulls are very noisy and coming into land, that is a sign that the weather is breaking.
The third contribution that Joan is going to read from her mother, Mary Quinlan, is The Landlord.
The local landlord was Lord Bantry and he had an agent named Rice. The landlord was all right to the people as he did not mix amongst them. The agent, Mr. Wright, was not so good as he had to collect the rent for Lord Bantry, and if the people did not pay the rent, he would have them evicted from the lands. Evictions were carried out in all the townlands of Bear Island. The people evicted had no place to live and had to go to the workhouse or if they could get a passage on a ship to America, they would go. Land was given to the landlord by some English nobleman or prince as a reward for service rendered long ago in taking country walls from Irish chieftains. The land was divided into small farms and was given to people whom the agent thought were suitable. When the people could not pay the rent, they could take the cattle from them.
So now I'm delighted to welcome Mattie, Joan's brother, who travelled down with her to make this visit and to make this recording. And Mattie, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Christine.
How many siblings did you have in your family? How many brothers and sisters?
Nine.
Of you all together?
All of us, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And there's three of you here today. So
we're
delighted to welcome you.
My pleasure.
And you lived really all your life in Spike Island and then Cove.
And then Cove, yeah. I moved to Cove when I was around 14 years of age, and I worked and lived in Cove.
Okay, what did you do?
I worked for an Irish company called Irish Steel, and I work now at the moment for the Department of Defence.
Right, okay.
On a ferry going between Cove and Haulbowline.
So still very much associated with the sea.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it? Mm. So you're going to read a story for us now that your mother wrote back in the 1930s, and it's called Old Schools.
Okay. Yes, head schools were in our district, and the local name was Free Schools because no inspector ever came to the school. On the side of the road, one of the head schools was, and another on top of Green Anne. They were taught indoors. Big people used to go to school as well as young people. A Mr. O'Shea and a Mr. Martin were teaching at Green Anne School. Mr. O'Shea was from Rossmacuan and Mr. Martin was from Queenstown. They were taught writing, reading, catechism, sums and other things. They were taught English and Irish. Writing was done with pencil and pen.
So there you have a number of stories from Mary Quinlan, uttered through the voices of two of her children, Joan and Mattie. And I want to say thank you particularly to them for travelling all the way down from Cove, come to Bear Island. They came over last night and stayed with Teresa Hall in her bed and breakfast. And then we met them today and had the chat, and they read their stories for us. And I'm very grateful. I think it's quite sad in a way that their mother had to move away from the island, had to rear her children somewhere else. But it's lovely to think that they're coming back now and meeting everybody here, seeing the land, seeing the island, and just to say thank you very much to them.